The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Whether you have pain in your back or joints, surgery may not be the answer. Instead of the dangers involved in cutting out tissue, consider healing and rejuvenating the area with stem cells, platelet-rich plasma, or prolotherapy. The treatments that are available to professional athletes are now available for you. Watch the videos at jointrehab.com or call the Darrow Wellness Institute at 800-300-9300. 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300.
Welcome back to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow and Dr. Grove and our guest Tila in Alabama.
Tila, hang with us because we're going to ask you a lot of questions, okay? Tila, you still with us?
Maybe not. Tila?
Tila, we love Tila. You, Tila. Don't hide.
I'll leave the call up. Maybe she'll come back.
Who knows? Yeah. So anyway, Tila had so many different issues. That's why I wanted her to stay on the line. Do you remember any of those, Dr. Grove, what she was talking about? She mentioned trigger fingers, her wrist, her neck, torn meniscus.
Sounds like some disc bulges, torn meniscus in the knee,
So do you want to talk about,
we can talk about some disc bulges. That's something that, you know, we can dive into a little bit. Again, this is something that we see very, very frequently, whether it's in the neck, upper back, lower back. We get a lot of patients who come in and they tell you, hey, you know, we've got a big disc bulge. It's at, you know, L3, it's at L4, it's at C6. Those are just specifying the level of the spine where that disc bulge is. And they say, hey, surgeon told me we have to go in and clean that out and we need a surgery to fix this problem. And then we get them in the clinic. We do a thorough hands-on physical exam, and we very typically find that the pain's not coming from that level, right? It's not coming from a nerve issue. Most of the time that we see, it's a soft tissue issue. It's a ligament issue. Ligaments are tissue that help connect a bone to a bone, and it's one of those things that I spend a majority of my visits with patients just educating them and trying to figure out, you know, where is their pain coming from? So very, very important for the listeners. If you guys have a painful area and a surgeon's telling you you need surgery and they never did a hands-on physical exam, that should be a pretty big red flag for you guys. Physical exams are extremely important in terms of pinpointing where your pain is coming from.
Plus, typically what I see is when other doctors do a physical exam, they're not really palpating to find the pain generator. They do these orthopedic tests that don't, for me, do anything at all to give me an idea of where pain is coming from. And so what kind of treatment would you use? Let's say someone comes in, let's say with, they say I've got degenerative disc disease in my cervical spine. You touch the area, you find that it's a soft tissue issue, meaning you press on it, it hurts, or you've done so many of these, you kind of know where the area is. What would you use to help heal that person?
Yeah, absolutely. So these are people that are great candidates for regenerative medicine. We've got a couple items on our menu here. We can go with PRP or platelet-rich plasma. Very good option. The way that we do PRP is you're going to give some blood from the arm like you're giving a blood test. From there, we spin that blood down in a centrifuge, take out the red blood cells, and we're left with a nice golden color of PRP. It's an amazing healing tool that we can use at our disposal. Even better than that is going to be stem cells.
Okay. And it's kind of funny. I enjoy doing bone marrow. I've done about 7,000 of them. And bone marrow has stem cells and platelets and growth factors and cytokines and exosomes, blah, blah, blah. It's the cream of the crop that we have today. And we hear patients all the time talk about they had, as an example, exosomes injected. What do you think about that? And why do you think someone would do just a piece of the pie when they can eat the whole pie?
Exactly. So my base answer is just marketing. So exosomes, I think, you know, is an exciting area of research with regenerative medicine. But like you mentioned, why wouldn't you want to have all these healing factors? So I think the reason why exosomes are becoming popular is just because they're being marketed so well. But again, for us, the research isn't there. The clinical outcomes are not there to rationalize a very, very hefty price tag to really get a piece of the puzzle. So for me, it's a much better option to go with something like bone marrow. You're going to get a much better clinical response. I've got a lot more confidence that we can get you where you want to be.
And personally, I have injected my knee with exosomes. And I like to run in the mountains with my husky Bella. And I tweak my knee, or both of them sometimes, when I'm in a great mood and I think I'm 15 years old and I'm sprinting like crazy. Anyway, I used exosomes one time. I had absolutely zero results with it. I don't know if that was just that time or what it was. And what I find when patients come in and they say they had a great result with exosomes, they just had exosomes a week ago. And some people do it IV, yeah, intravenous, which I'm not really fond of that idea, just because if you do happen to get a bad batch, it's going to go into your heart and brain. And if it's used for orthopedics, I don't have a real problem with that. I don't think it's going to do much. You know, if you're injecting into soft tissue or a joint, even if it's a bad batch, it's not going to do too much. If it gets infected, you can give an antibiotic or something like that. But if it's going IV, I really have my questions about that, and because that hits all the tissue. So what I hear from patients that have exosomes, they first are like, wow, I had exosomes, the best thing I ever had. Or I had stem cells injected IV, best thing I ever had. And I go, really? What happened? They go, well, I just felt great. I go, how long did it last? Well, a few days. How much did you pay? One of my buddies just had this done. He said he paid $17,000 to do that.
Yeah, pretty typical. You're going to spend at least over $10,000 for one single treatment.
So I don't get it, but look, I don't put it down other doctors. I love surgeons. I don't know if I've said that on this half hour of the show. I adore surgeons. They do the hardest work in medicine, and nothing I say is against them. I just don't like many and most of the surgeries that they do for the musculoskeletal system. For other areas of the body, it's necessary. I had something called a pheochromocytoma, which was an adrenal tumor, a neuroendocrine tumor that was giving me extraordinarily high blood pressure readings, like 250 over 150. I had that cut out. That's a good surgery. I needed that. But the musculoskeletal stuff, I don't know. People come in, we tell them not to do it. They go do it. And then we see them sometimes a few months or a few years later saying they're worse now than they were before the surgery. And I personally had that experience on my shoulder when I was a medical student, doing a rotation of orthopedic surgery. And I loved my boss and I loved doing the surgeries, but when it came to me, it just didn't work out well. My arm was swollen. I think probably a lymphatic vessel was cut by mistake. And by the way, a great surgeon can still make a mistake. And that's not against the surgeon. That's just what surgery is. If you're doing something invasive, there's a higher risk that something bad will happen. Luckily, thankfully, what we do is very simple. We do just injections with your platelets or stem cells. It's very easy. You walk in the office and you get your procedure done and you walk out. You don't need anybody to drive you there. You don't need to go under anesthesia. And I don't know, Dr. Grove, we've never talked about this one, I don't think, but I saw a couple of people die on the table during surgery just from the anesthesia.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to understand that because surgery is so common, people don't really recognize that issue. So again, what Doc just said is extremely important. When you undergo anesthesia, there is a risk that you might not wake up, right? Some people have bad reactions. Sometimes the dose is off just a little bit, especially if you have other comorbidities or other health issues, issues with your heart, if you've got blood pressure issues, if you're just kind of weakened overall. These are all things that put you in a position to maybe not have the best outcome. But almost every single week, if you can believe it, I have a patient tell me about a friend, a family member who died on the operating room table from a routine, quote unquote, you know, elective orthopedic surgery.
Well, you know, we're not trying to make people feel bad about surgery, because if you need it, go get it.
Absolutely.
And if you like it, go get it. We support you in anything you do. We're not here to tell you what to do. We just give the information that we know in our practices that we think are the healthiest and easiest. And we love natural medicine, and using your own cells is very, very natural. And simple injections are very simple. And using an ultrasound to guide the needle is very, very safe. Can there be a bad outcome? Yeah. I was called as an expert witness for someone who was injecting a low back and hit something called the artery of Adempkowitz. And the person woke up. They were anesthetized for the procedure. They woke up paralyzed. So it can happen with a needle. We're not saying everything we do. We didn't do that, by the way. I've never had a bad outcome. Dr. Grove has never had a bad outcome. But we are on the conservative side. And I see some of the things that regenerative medicine doctors do that make me shudder, you know, going into the spinal cord area and things like that. I'm not saying they're bad docs. They're more aggressive than we are. And God bless them all. You know, everybody's trying to do their best in medicine. I know that. Nobody who hurts someone wants to. That's just something that can happen. I looked it up one time to see what the problem rate, or what we call sequelae, after effects of regenerative medicine are in the negative. And it's about, I think it's like 0.03%, which is very small, which is the same as any injections that are done in the body. It's a very small rate of something happening that you weren't expecting. So, you know, I want to mention something I haven't talked about for a long time, which, by the way, in the office, we also do stem cells and platelets on the head to regenerate hair follicles. We do it on the face. It's called the vampire facelift. It's a non-surgical facelift. All of these things regrow tissue on the face. The collagen regrows. People look great afterwards. And also I'm doing what's called the P-shot, which is injections in the penis for men that have erectile dysfunction or are insecure about the size. And with that, there's something called a penis pump that can be used. It's like home physical therapy. So there's a lot that can be done in sexual medicine. We also do, for men and women, hormones. We check the hormones in the blood, find out where people are off balance, and then we can titrate that to balance them out. So typically men start losing their testosterone in their 30s, and women lose it often same time, but also after a baby, or believe it or not, when they get married. Something happens. I don't know what that is psychologically, but it slows down that sexual process because the testosterone drops out. Women also going through menopause years before, they start losing progesterone, and then at menopause they lose all of them, all three of them that are very, very important. So we're open to talking about that too. You can go to the website, www.jointrehab.com. Every page has a spot to email me. I answer every email every day. So you'll get a response on that. And right now, we still have a few minutes left. You can call the show. Call us, talk to Dr. Grove and I live at 866-870-5752. That's 866-870-5752. If you want to get a free consult, a phone consult with my staff, you can call them now also or anytime at 800-300-9300. Or if you want to get an appointment, call the office, 800-300-9300. So Dr. Grove, what else is on your mind about regenerative medicine? Or you want me to ask you some questions?
You brought up some interesting topics there in terms of, you know, who to go for these types of things. What's the skill level? Ultrasound. So ultrasound is a really, really amazing tool that a lot of patients comment on. Oh, I've had shots before. Oh, I've gone to the top person for this, that, and the other thing. And they never use ultrasound before, which to me is kind of a head scratcher. Again, I've been blessed enough to have an ultrasound in my hand for my first injection over a decade ago. But you got to understand, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, you have no idea, you know, where that needle's going, right? Which can result in suboptimal outcomes. So the cells aren't target for the tissue you're trying to heal, or you're just causing unnecessary damage to tissue, right? So you talked about things like complication rates. You know, if you end up dinging up a nerve, or you're hitting big vessels, or God forbid you're deep in a spinal cord or something like that, and you don't know where that needle is, that's a dangerous thing to do. So ultrasound's amazing for not only diagnosing, but increasing the safety for the treatment and decreasing the likelihood of you having pain during the injection. So patients always get a kick out of that first visit that I have with them, where we can scan the tissue in real time. It's dynamic, meaning we can actually put stress in the tissue and see if there's a tear there. We can move the body part around and see how that tissue is actually moving compared to things like X-ray or MRI or CT, which are static images, meaning you're just kind of laying flat. If you're at imaging, right, you're not moving around. And typically when you move around, it results in a bad image. So,
and we just had a patient come in.
Amazing.
Dr. Grove, remember the patient we saw Thursday afternoon with the gentleman who came in with diffuse leg pain around his knee? And we put the ultrasound on his knee and we said, you've got meniscal tears, medial, lateral, on both knees. And he goes, what are you talking about? I just had an MRI. It didn't show that. Is that ridiculous?
He went to three orthopedic clinics and none of them told him he had a meniscus tear. Again, none of them used the ultrasound at the same time. So it's one of those things, you don't know what you don't know, right? And when you have the muscle skeletal ultrasound training, your ability to find problems and fix them is greatly increased. And again, from the patient perspective, it's also a safety concern. You talk about people who maybe took a weekend course and now they're marketing, oh, we do regenerative medicine, but you know, they're not maybe getting the best outcomes, or they're putting more harm to the patient by putting that needle where it shouldn't belong.
So tell me the areas that we inject. Let people know.
It's
the whole
absolutely.
Body, right?
So for us, that's what we do, right? So we receive a lot of training. Again, I've been doing this over a decade now. In my honest opinion, I think I've received training from some of the world's best, including Dr. Darrow. So you got to go to places that do, to be very frank with you. So we don't really limit where we can put that needle because we have the training. I feel very, very comfortable putting the needle anywhere in the body because I have the training. I know what the anatomy looks like. I can diagnose problems. But really head to toe. So if you got a finger problem, a neck problem, any of the joints in the body, hips, knees, back, ankles, small joints of the fingers and toes, that's something that potentially we could help you out with.
So let me ask this question. People come in all the time. They go, I've got arthritis. You can't fix arthritis, can you? What's your point of view on that?
Yeah, very, very, very common thing. I hear that almost every single day. Absolutely. So arthritis is a couple of things. When you look on imaging, the big thing that you're looking for is joint space narrowing, meaning the joint gets more narrowed down because you're wearing out of the cartilage. When that cartilage gets worn down, that's when those pain receptors get exposed and you have pain. So that's something that with regenerative medicine, we rebuild that tissue. We decrease inflammation in the long term by healing the tissue. That absolutely, you know, you can stop arthritis and reverse it. I've 60 countries have been doing this for over a decade now. I've never seen anything close to this. Again, orthopedic surgery, the way they treat arthritis is they just remove it. They remove the tissue completely, which we talked about before, has its own risk for the surgery, decreased functionality potentially afterwards. But in terms of arthritis, this is right in our wheelhouse.
What we see often with post-surgical patients, they may feel okay for a while, and then they often end up worse than they were, and then they need another surgery, which can lead to a joint replacement, which we don't like at all. That's replete with all kinds of issues. I've had patients come in where the joint did not even match, where the prosthesis didn't even fit into the joint and shoulders. And one gentleman, when I was in my internship, he was an elderly, I don't know what elderly means anymore, but to me he was elderly, man came in because his hip replacement dislocated. He was in the worst excruciating pain. The surgeon and I had to stand on the bed he was laying in the emergency room and yank his leg straight to reduce that prosthesis into the joint. And I can tell you, I've never heard blood-curdling screams like that in my entire life. very brave surgeon that, that did that. The big guy from Texas. So another thing that we find is, and this is really common in the hip, which is a very complex area. Patients come in all the time complaining of hip arthritis, being told they need a hip replacement. And then we move the hip. Yeah, we look on the X-ray or MRI. We always do that. And we see that there's arthritis there. But the patient has complete range of motion without pain. And then we touch all the ancillary areas surrounding it, the greater trochanter, the inguinal ligament, the gluteus medius muscle. There's all kinds of areas around there. It could be a sports hernia, you know, which is the adductor muscle. And unfortunately, when a surgeon sees the arthritis, that's his target when it's not even the issue. And we tell the person this, and the guy, are you kidding me? I was about to get a hip replacement next week, and I don't need it? Yeah. It happens all the time.
I had a patient last week. It was the sartorius muscle for her. It's a muscle that connects to the front of the pelvis that runs through the groin. Told she needed a hip replacement. Again, you palpate. That's right where her pain was where the attachment of the muscle to the bone. Hip range of motion was perfect. There was no elicitation of pain when you put her through her provocative test for arthritis on the hip. And we injected that small muscle and she got better, avoided surgery completely.
Well, thank God for the work we do. I love it. And Dr. Grove and I typically at the end of the day get together for a few minutes and we laugh how much fun we're having doing things that are maverick. Maverick meaning outside the box, you know, and how people are saved from surgery every day in our clinic. We love it. It's just fun. It's fun work to do. I'm very grateful for it. So we got a couple minutes left. If you want to call and talk to us, the number in the studio right now, you can talk to Dr. Grove and myself, Dr. Mark Darrow, at 866-870-5752. And we will send you out postage free a copy of our book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. The foreword was written by the lovely Suzanne Summers, who unfortunately is not with us anymore. And I had the good fortune to talk to her husband, Alan Hamill, yesterday. And I was in tears, I have to tell you the truth. I loved that woman so much. She did so much for medicine. You know, bringing forth the natural ways of healing the body, and what a trooper she was her whole life, and how she gave herself for others. Anyway, God bless you all. That Dr. Mark Darrow, Dr. Thomas Grove, Living Pain Free. Give us a call at the office. Number there is 800-300-9300. You can talk to our staff and get a free phone consult. That's 800-300-9300. Go to the website, www.jointrehab.com, joint, JOINTREHAB.com.
You've been listening to Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. And now that you've heard Dr. Darrow, call his office at 800-300-9300 and speak to one of his joint rehab and sports medical center experts for free and ask for a copy of his book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy. Schedule an appointment by calling 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Or go online to jointrehab.com. Again, the website is jointrehab.com. Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow is heard Saturdays at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. here on AM 870, The Answer. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Call to schedule an appointment at 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Live long and pain-free. And thanks for joining us today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.